You ever look around at your life and just think, why is everything so fucking hard? Yeah, that was me daily. And I don't mean life is busy hard. I mean, I can't breathe. I can't think. And if one more person asks me for something, or if I have to do one more thing, I'm going to fucking lose my shit. But no, let me just be super real for a second. Life Systems was not born out of this cute business idea. It was born out of, honestly, pure burnout, just straight survival mode. I was a mom. I was a wife. I was trying to keep a household together. I was dealing with, I guess you could even say, post-traumatic stress after caregiving for my father. And then being diagnosed with a chronic illness. Oh, and we can't forget that I was supposed to deal with the pressure of being productive, staying positive, drink water, stretch, and somewhere in there, take a shower. No surprise. I was a complete fucking mess.
Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink. Take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this.
So here's what no one tells you about routines. They're like bras. Supportive, necessary, and you only notice them unless something is off. No bullshit. Think about it. I'm not wrong, right? They work great if your human battery is at 100%. But what happens when you're at 37%, 12%, or like even -5% because your kid is having a meltdown, your body is unresponsive, and your brain is like, nope, nope, we're not doing this today. For the longest time, I thought I was the problem. Maybe to a certain degree, I probably was. I'm not going to hide around that. But I was always thinking, I just need more motivation. I need more discipline. I need to be a better planner. But the truth, I didn't need more hustle. I just needed a system that met me in the season that I was in. And so I built one. I built several of them, actually, and it wasn't to be more productive. Honestly, it was really just to really keep myself going and not fall apart and not constantly be on edge, irritable, just unhappy with anything, everything, everyone, taking out frustrations of going through the motion on everybody else. I truly wanted to figure out a way how to navigate life's beautiful bitchiness, because life, she will throw those curveballs. And if you're not ready while standing at that plate, you're going to be striking out, you know, and you got to know how to see what the defense is giving you. Not to go all sports analogy on you, but that's me. No surprise. But yeah, see what that defense is giving you and know where to hit that ball. Know how to get your single, your double, know how to hit your home run, and not just take it. Fight back. Do it for you. Give yourself, you know, that confidence of making yourself a priority and not always sitting on the back burner. And that's where Life Systems can come in and help you. What I discovered along the way, discipline is overrated. You heard me say that. It fades when your energy is gone. Your discipline's going out the window. I won't say all the time, but most cases, or often or not, 9 times out of 10, however you want to throw that out there, your discipline is going to just be like, peace out. Call me when you're ready. And really, systems are the real magic. They're flexible, they're adaptable, and they're repeatable. Teens don't always work, especially when they expect perfection. And if you're a person who is a perfectionist, A-type personality, me, it's hard to keep a routine because the routine is, I got to keep it like this. I got to follow the steps. The routine has to be this way. It has to go in this order. It has to be done this way. Think of it as ants marching in a line. As soon as you put something in the middle of that line, have you noticed how ants will scatter? Because, oh my God, where's the line? Where's the line? Where do we go? How do we get there? What, I'm losing my mind kind of thing. That's how I view routines. If you're not perfect, if you're not staying in line with that routine, that's going to completely throw you off. Life systems gives you a way to show up even when you don't feel like it. And we've been going through those seasons, haven't we? You know, especially the last handful of years with the pandemic. And again, if it ain't one thing, it's another, you know. If you have a system and you have it to where it's flexible and it's bite-sized pieces, it's easy, simple system to keep, life will be so much easier. Life will be so much smoother. You know, we're not talking about 5 a.m. alarms, perfectly drawn up to-do lists. We're talking about tools that can show up on your game ready day, or if it's on your I'm sitting on the bench day, they're still going to work for you. And it's the system that's like, okay, you only got 15% left in the tank. Let's be mindful of it and use it well. And now I help you build your own system, because how can we make life easier and kept a secret? It should be the default to navigating life. So if you're thinking, why can't I stick to a routine? Why does everything feel like it's too much? Why does it look like everybody always has it together and I'm over here drowning in dishes or decision fatigue? Just know, you are not alone, and you are so not the problem. It's just maybe you need a system that's built for you and not something you see on Pinterest, on YouTube, on Instagram, on all of the places that you've been searching to find the right one for you. You need one that's built for you and your version of a balanced life. So if anything in this episode resonated with you, I have something for you. It's called the Choose Your Own Adventure page. I built it for you if you are thinking, where do I even start? I got you. It's no pressure. There's no perfect plan requirement. It's just a menu of options to help you pick what feels right and what feels right for you right now. You'll find the link in the show notes, so check it out. Just browse, because you might find something that can help you right now. I got different levels on that adventure for you to choose from. But I'll leave you with this. Your version of balance does not and should not look like mine or anybody else's. It's just for you and you only. What feels right for you and you only. But ultimately, it should feel like peace and not pressure.
That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.